All right. Welcome to day three. And if you're following this along the right way, you're not skipping ahead just to listen to this. And I know some of you are still going to keep on listening even after I say, stop the CD. But whatever. You know what? We can't control you, and you obviously don't want to be controlled. But that's okay. We're going to talk about affirmations today. This is a very, very, very controversial subject because in the community of hypnosis and self-change, it's a little known secret that affirmation is just a crock of shit. It's bullshit. It doesn't work. And whoever tells you that it does, either knows how to do it in a very profound way that nobody actually does, or they're just lying to you because they want to sell you snake oil. Here's the thing. The way affirmations are structured, there's two schools of thought in affirmations, and we're going to present you with a third one that's a completely different alternative. And you can choose to use them, you can choose not to use them. I personally use them, but with limitations. I don't rely on affirmations themselves. And Abbas is partly responsible for why this belief in affirmations has changed so profoundly. A few years ago, when I was doing these affirmations, they were basically, even while in a state of hypnosis, they just weren't working. And I would have these positive suggestions that said things like, you were, just as an example, you're extremely self-confident, that you are getting more and more confident every single day. That sort of thing just was not sticking, even inside of hypnosis. And I noticed this with clients that we had in our hypnosis chairs. You just don't get too far with a positive suggestion session. You always have to tackle the problem. Always, 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 you have to fight through the problem, approach the problem, obliterate the problem, but no matter what, you have to face it. And the way affirmations, by their very nature, they just don't do that. So let's take confidence as the prime example. Normally, you would hear two schools of thought, and the first school of thought says that you record affirmations into a tape, and you say things like, you are confident, you radiate confidence, you are extremely capable, your self-esteem is very high. That's one school of thought. The other school of thought is that you change everything to, I am confident, I'm extremely self-confident, I can do this, I can do that, I. Whichever. Either one of those, just chuck them, throw them in the trash. They're useful if you can do them every single day for at least 365 days consecutive without missing a single day. Now, if you have that kind of time, kudos, because I certainly don't. This is where the lists that you've made for the past 2 days are going to come in exceptionally handy. Take a look at the first list, the list where you find out all the objections, all the beliefs that pop up whenever it is that you're going to approach a woman or get to the point where you're capable of getting to talk to anyone and ask them out. And then take that list of what does it say about you and find out what the underlying beliefs are and what you believe that the underlying beliefs are. Because we're not in hypnosis, we can't know the exact ones, but it's a good approximation. And you should be intelligent enough to figure it out. It's fine. Take any one of those beliefs, and let's say you have a belief that you're just not funny enough. Don't, under any circumstances, have some stupid affirmation like, I am becoming funnier and funnier. Or, you are becoming funnier and funnier. That shit won't fly. Instead, start off your affirmation sessions with something like, I am starting to change this belief. and then state the belief. I am starting to change the belief that I don't think I'm funny enough. I am starting to change the belief that her boyfriend is so important to her that she won't give me the time of day. I am starting to change the belief. Because what we're doing is we're actually taking the problem of not being able to tackle the problem and putting it inside the affirmation. Your mind has no objections to that. It's used to change. Believe it or not, believe it or not, despite what all the hypnosis gurus out there seem to say, change is something that human beings do all the time. And sometimes they do it willingly. So if you approach your unconscious mind with the intelligence and the respect that it deserves, and you say something like, I am starting to change this, I want to change this, and that's the affirmation, well, guess what? It's going to work about 100,000 times better, and instead of 365 days, it may only take a month. So you can put that sort of belief into either one of the two schools, either the school of I can do this or you, Mr. X, can do this. Whichever one you choose, just structure every single affirmation with this belief that you need to tackle the actual problem. So if you say, I'm just not attractive enough, you make an affirmation like, I am changing the belief, or I want to change the belief that I'm not attractive enough. Do you understand? Good.
One extra little bit of usefulness. You can find a way you can use these affirmations is after you do an exercise, say after you do your half an hour, 1 hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, no more, of asking women what time it is, this is the only exception to the 2 hour limit. You can take an extra half an hour right after, and you can use affirmations such as, well, you just affirm exactly what you just did and say, I can ask any woman the time. I can ask any woman the time, and that's the affirmation you will do. Something 1,000% true that your mind will accept as true and remember.
That's good. So it's about capability instead of about possibility.
It's about what you can do and not about wishful thinking.